Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 351, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island and sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Michael?
I'm doing good, Pods.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Excellent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. At the club. Spent pretty much the whole day at the club, didn't you?
Yeah, I was in the...
we the went money off game, right?
No, it wasn't. It was just a fivesome.
That was not... How, like, 3:45 then? 3 hours and 45 minutes to play a fivesome?
Yeah. Yeah, it was under
still
four.
Under four.
Correct, yeah. Good.
Everyone walking? Or just
I was playing with the good doctor and my cousin... So I wanted to fill out the foursome, so I text the doctor, and I said, hey, I got a fourth. He's like, oh, so did I. He goes, we got five now.
Oh, boy.
So I'm like, all right, we'll do a three and a two or whatever. And the assistant pro said, go do it as a five. He said, and if there's people who catch you, just, you know, let them go through.
Did you have that problem at all?
We did not. We may have had a twosome. There might have been, like, two, like, really good kids playing from the tips.
Yeah.
And they caught us on three, and we just let them go through on the par three, and they just... That was it.
Was it dead out there Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
or
Thanksgiving
was
pretty slow.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. How about you, Zach? Have you been playing at all at your club?
No. We're supposed to get like 8 inches of snow this week here.
Oh,
yeah. Here we go.
That's not good. Here we go. That's not good though, because if it's in Ohio, that means it's coming maybe this way to Rhode Island, not too long after. I'm not ready for that. Although I did order a snowblower, which came in the mail the other day. Not happy about that. It's a plug-in one, so there's no way it works well.
So you run out of
cord. What did you get a plug-in snowblower for?
Because it was cheap.
Oh, that's the reason.
It had good reviews, so I was like, you know what? I'll try it. If it doesn't work, I could throw it away.
How cheap was it? Shovel.
It was $60.
How much is like a regular good one?
Like $500.
Oh.
So you got a flyer on it.
Something like that for crying. You can't be shoveling.
My driveway's not that big.
Oh, come on.
It's bigger than my other one was, though, that's for sure.
Zach, you don't shovel, do you?
I do.
Most
of the time I just drive through it.
Oh, you just don't care.
I don't. Yep.
Your truck just sits above the gutters in the middle of June or January up there.
Yep.
Well, actually, we're joined by Zach this week. Zach, how are you doing today?
Oh, we're doing lovely.
That's good. You just came back from Florida. Is that correct?
Yep, got back last week.
Very nice.
On Monday.
We'll talk about that in the meat of the episode. How was your Thanksgiving? You were back home for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we got back Monday, so it was a quick turnaround. We had just a normal small get-together. So
yeah,
can't do too many people, you know.
No, that's true. You got to look out. You get knocks on the door.
Right.
Mine went from 11 to 4 real quick.
Is this the podcast where we black each other's faces out and we got the voice recorders, like, because we're in the mafia?
I can either confirm nor deny how many people I had at my house for Thanksgiving.
I got down to 4. Don't worry. I was a good boy.
Oh, really? Your Thanksgiving?
Our party shrunk down real quick the day before.
No, it did, Pards.
Yeah. Real quick. Anyway, I won't get into that too much. What else is new? We talked a little bit last week about eating at the club, and then you sent me some nice pictures. It was a good spread over there.
It was good, yeah.
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 You had the prime rib.
I went with the prime rib, yep.
What did Susie get? You said she was
leaning... with the lamb.
Oh yeah, how did she like it?
Yeah, I tried a piece. It was delicious.
Was it?
Yeah.
How about you, Zach? Traditional turkey, or did you do something outside the box?
Just the standard turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, gravy, you know, corn casserole.
So. Wait, time out, Celtics. Corn casserole?
Corn casserole.
What is this? Is this a Midwest thing? It doesn't include anything cream of mushroom, does it?
Please, no, it does not. Okay. It does not. No, I don't know. My mother-in-law makes it. It has something... I don't know. It's got eggs in it, so it kind of thickens everything up and bakes it for like a half hour or something like that. I don't know how she does it. I don't want to know what's in it. I know cream of mushroom's not in it, though.
Okay, good.
There's sugar in it. But no, it's pretty good.
Is it like cornbread mixed in with the corn? Does it come out like that, or is it just like basically cream corn and extra stuff to make it all kind of set?
Yeah, and it just hardens up. It thickens up type of thing.
Yeah, I just had the traditional turkey stuffing, potatoes, too much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
felt terrible about it later on.
It was fine. I don't even like Thanksgiving food that much, as we talked about last week. I'm not a big turkey guy, but I made the gravy came out good this year, which I'm happy about.
Did you make a homemade gravy?
Yeah, I try to do it. So when I take all the gizzards and whatever that's called, the giblets out of the turkey, I throw them in a pot with some water, and I boil it.
Is it a silent G, Bill? We call them giblets.
That's not silent. That would be giblets if it was silent.
You said giblets.
So you're saying a soft G as opposed to a hard G?
Soft G, yeah.
It could be. Giblets. Zach, I don't know.
You want to be the referee?
I'm going with giblets.
Okay, thank you. Anyways, Billy, I'm sorry.
So I just boil them, and I basically make a stock out of that with the neck and then the liver and the whatever else is in the sarcophagus, all that stuff. And I throw it in there and I let it boil.
What was your guys' pick for Thanksgiving at Hollywood Studios last week? I can't remember what you guys said. Do you remember?
Mine was Hollywood Brown Derby.
Yeah.
I said the Hollywood and Vine.
Okay. So we'll talk about it later, but we had Hollywood and Vine for lunch.
Yeah. And they had the turkey dinner.
Yeah. And it was really good.
We saw that on the menu.
Yeah.
But, so I did that. I boiled it and I used basically the stock. I kept reducing the water down in with the giblets, whatever we want to call them. And I used that to make the gravy with the drippings, thickened it up with some flour, and came out really good. I was looking up a recipe. Apparently some people will just like grind up all the liver and the heart and all that stuff and just like mix it in with the gravy. So you got like little chunks floating in there, but I didn't do that. I just discarded the extra. But the gravy came out very good. Everything was good. I made cream spinach, which has cream of mushroom soup in it, Billy.
Mm.
To help it along. How were those potatoes with your prime rib?
I only had two bites and I brought the West home, and I'm disappointed because I was so full, but they were like soaking in the au jus.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you get like a nice big cup of the au jus, or is it just like ladled on top?
It was just ladled on top.
That's still good. That's still pretty good.
I love that prime rib. Was so good. I love prime rib.
It's something you never get, too. Like we were talking about that. It's just you don't think about ordering it, and then when you actually get it, like I said, it's kind of like a wedding thing. You get at a wedding, and you're like, why don't I order this when I go out somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always like 20 ounces. It's always a humongous portion, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a good, nice, tender cut. There's nothing, you know.
Even you just get a nice chunk of that fat and dip it in the sauce. It's so good. Zach, are you a prime rib guy?
I don't like a really fatty prime rib. It's got to be a little bit.
You like it leaner?
Yeah.
You can almost take that fat and like spread it on the roll like butter.
So you like the fat, don't you?
I like to have like half fat, half meat in the bite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not like gristly or chewy, it's good.
Exactly.
Because sometimes you get a piece that's like gristly, and then you kind of got to like look to the side and spit it in your napkin.
Yeah, I hate that.
That's not good. Well, that being said, would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
I'm actually more concerned with what Zach's drinking down below.
Oh, is that right?
Do you really have to ask?
Is it? Okay, it's a Yuengling. What I thought from seeing it in your hand, it looked like a Mick Golden, which is only sold up in the Midwest. I only saw it in Minnesota. Do you guys have Mick Golden in Ohio?
I think so, actually.
Okay. Billy, you have no clue what I'm talking about, do you?
Mm-mm. I do not.
Michelob Golden. And Michelob Golden Light. Anheuser-Busch.
So this week I have a hard cider. It's called a Shandy cider. Oh,
what a little girl cider. What Shandy a cider. Girl you are.
So this, not only is this a hard cider, it's mixed with like lemonade. So it's a lemon Shandy cider, 6.2% alcohol by volume. Bill, I don't have any new beers in my fridge. This is just, I'm pulling up the dregs. Otherwise, I just have to throw a Narragansett in there. That's all I have. So this is from Holmberg's Orchard and Winery in Connecticut. 6.2, one sip. Everybody knows the rules. It's fine. I'm not a big fan of ciders. I usually have like one a year, and then I have them for other people when they come over, but that hasn't really happened this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not great. Not bad. Not great. I'll finish it, though. Nothing wrong with it. Anything else, or should we get right into our first break here?
Yeah, we
can. I'll take the silence as going to break.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
All right, we are back from break, episode number 351 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. We're joined by Zach in Ohio. He's going to have a little trip review for us here. Just got back from Walt Disney World about a week ago with his, was your daughter's first trip, is that correct?
Yeah, it was first
that
time
must
there.
Must have been exciting.
Yeah, it was different. Different.
I bet, yeah. a lot more naps than you're used to.
You know, it worked out well for everybody because she didn't want to nap in the room, so all she did was nap in the stroller pretty much the entire trip, so it worked out well for us. We didn't have to go back and forth very often.
That's good. Now, Bill, does that music make you sad hearing the Grand Floridian Society Orchestra Christmas music?
Yeah, it's miserable. You just busted my chops now.
It's like bittersweet. Well, we had talked about I was going to play it all. We always play it all Christmas season. Thanksgiving's over. We're in Christmas season, so I had to play the orchestra. But, but they're gone. But still, I mean, that's such a great CD, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic.
I love that thing. Not that it's a CD, you know, but you know what I mean. An album, if you will. All right, Zach, so give us some of the basic details. How long were you there for?
Yeah, so we were there for a full week. It's kind of weird saying, but we go there so often. The last time we went for a full week honeymoon, 3.5 years ago. So we actually I sat down with my wife tonight at dinner, and we had to figure out what we did because we were there for so long.
He's got the notes.
Right, yeah, so we sat down, tried to figure out where all we went and what we did.
So you guys do normally you do more like 3-4 day trips?
Yeah. We most of the time we'll go down like either Thursday or Friday and come back Sunday or Monday.
Okay.
And just do a long weekend out of it type of thing. But since we had our little one with us, we decided to go for a little bit longer so we didn't have to rush around as much.
Yeah.
So.
And where did you stay?
So we did a split stay.
You're a split stay guy, aren't you?
Yeah, because it gets you the feel of having almost two different vacations with it. So the first 3 days we stayed at Bay Lake Tower, nice. And the remainder of the trip we stayed at Boardwalk.
And did you plan around like Magic Kingdom when you were at Bay Lake and then Epcot and Hollywood Studios when you were on Boardwalk?
Yeah, the first 2 days we were at Magic Kingdom. And then whenever we were over at Boardwalk, we did Hollywood Studios and Epcot, all that stuff. So,
have you stayed at Bay Lake before?
It's been a while. It's probably been almost 6 or 7 years.
Oh, wow.
But it's after coming back, it jumps back up to close to the top of the list for me after staying there.
Really now, does. Is this like the playbook where, oh, we got the little one, we want to be close,
but oh, you just back. Can't beat it. You can walk to the Ponks Ponds, around the monorail loop, Chef Mickey's.
Hey, don't talk crap about Chef Mickey's anymore. It's changed. It's different. It's a lot better now.
Well, here. So go ahead and run through some of your itinerary, if you will. Unless, did you have any specific questions, Mike, before he gets into the day-to-day stuff?
No.
No, okay. Thank you for your contribution. As usual.
So yeah, Monday we flew down in the morning. We got there and decided that we got there about noon, and the room was already ready for us.
Nice.
So we were able to get up in there around 12:30 or so.
Oh, that's nice.
This is where it all started. We decided we were going to try to put Catherine sleep, and she wanted nothing to do with it.
No.
So it was like, okay, I guess we can go to the park.
Oh, and I'll tell you, there's nothing better than a good napper after a flight, isn't there, Bill? Get the Stacy Channel on.
Oh, it's no Stacy Channel right now.
What?
Hate to bust your chops. Yeah, I learned that the hard way. Whenever we got there, trying to turn.
How much money does that possibly cost, Pons?
It's already filmed.
Well, I think they cut it off. I think they cut it off because there's so much different now than what they advertise in it.
Oh, you can't do any of the crap that she talks about, and they didn't want to film a new one.
Right,
that sounds about right for them.
Yeah, and even like whenever you go to somebody,
you turn on the Stacy Channel, it's just a picture of Stitch. Say, someone ate the wires.
Yeah, or Space Mountain swirling around. Yeah. No, but
I'm sure I bet they still have their stupid DVC infomercial though.
Not taking that one down.
I was just gonna say, if you flip to that channel. Along the bottom of it, real big. This does not adhere to the safety guidelines in the parks right now, and mask wearing is required, and all this other stuff. So they had to add that on there.
Because of course it's not magical like your DVC. Don't wear a mask anymore.
Right, exactly. But yeah, that caught me off guard whenever I turned on the TV and it wasn't there.
But, why couldn't they just put something on that and be filmed in 2018? You know, obviously not everything is available at the moment.
Who knows? It was there whenever we were there in August. It was on TV, but I don't know. Maybe too many people were calling saying, hey, why don't they have to wear masks in this video? Why doesn't Stacy have to wear one? Okay.
How can we go to the water parks?
Right.
You know what else they took down was this resort-specific channel.
It was back up.
It was back up.
Yeah, that one was back up.
So they probably made the changes they needed to that.
But still, like, whenever it would say, like, what's going on at the resort today, it's like nothing. But
exciting. Fun.
I mean, it is what it is. Right.
How did you get on flight?
So she...
Was it a direct?
Yeah, we had a direct flight out of Cleveland. She slept for probably the first half hour or so. Mm-hmm. But she really didn't mind it at all. I mean, she did great. And our flight was like half empty going down there. So that made it even better because my wife was able to get up and walk around with her. But no, she did great on the flight. I mean, it got to the point where whenever we got back, we were like, we don't know if this is a good or bad thing that she did this good on the flight.
Because now.
Right.
Yeah. See, where it works basically. Get down in the room, so you just said, the heck with it, we'll go to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, we went over there. We had lunch at Pecos Bill's. It's the first time we've eaten there in years, just because that was one of the things that was open.
It's like a low-rent Chipotle now, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And I don't like Chipotle, so say it's a low-rent version of that's not a very high compliment.
Fair enough.
I thought it used to be good, and then they changed it up, and I don't know. It's not my favorite.
My wife was the one that wanted it, and I ended up getting some burger from there, and they actually put, like, seasoning in the burger, which was kind of weird, but I guess I had to fit the theme somehow. We pretty much hung out there all day. We only went on one ride, I think. I think we only went on the Little Mermaid. And it was kind of funny. Whenever we got off the Little Mermaid, we saw Al Horford there with a VIP tour.
Oh, there you go.
The next day after that, he got traded. So it was kind of like, oh, that's rough. Disney World and get traded while you're at Disney World.
You didn't take pictures of him, did you?
No, we don't do that.
Because remember Schaefer got in trouble for taking pictures of the unibrow?
Anthony Davis.
Because we saw him there last year. We saw Anthony Davis at Magic Kingdom last year. That's funny.
I think that might have been the same time Schaefer was there, right, Gary?
It was last year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
We saw him and his whole family.
I'll text Schaefer while we talk. So keep going. Talk more about Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, so that's all we did. I mean, we went on the Little Mermaid and we walked around pretty much all afternoon. And we ordered the wave to go. We actually ordered food from the wave in Contemporary.
Okay, now please tell me you got the bacon and eggs.
You can't order it on the app. You can only order it in restaurant. You can get it because it's not even on the menu.
I think it's on the menu again.
Is it back? Because it wasn't there recently. Because it wasn't there whenever we were there.
Last time I checked, it's on the menu.
Interesting.
Well, Gary's texting Schaefer. We're live here, Billy.
We're doing all sorts of.
We're live, Bill.
Yeah. So what did you get?
So we both had. We both got the steak. It was steak, the potato gratin, and I think asparagus. Then I also got a Caesar salad with it. But no, it was really good. We were kind of surprised how good it turned out being to go, and then having to take it up to your room, stuff like that. But it was very good.
Page is down, Bill. They're working on it, though.
Sounds about right.
Right on cue.
I'm working on it. Okay, thanks.
But yeah, that wrapped up our first day. I mean, it wasn't. We tried to keep it like at a minimum since we just traveled all morning. So we didn't want to overload everybody on that first day, being there a week. But the second day we had Chef Mickey's for breakfast, and it was actually really good. Like, really good.
I know you've been kind of tempted to go.
Well, because I've been looking at the, I've been watching YouTubes, and it's right up my alley. You got less weasels.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You don't have the Fab Five.
Yep.
It's at a cheaper price.
Yep.
And they have those gorgeous tater tots. I mean, yep. Oh.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it came out family style. It was like three trays. The first tray had scrambled eggs, the cheesy hash browns, tater tots. Second tray had bacon, sausage, ham, kielbasa. And the third tray had the Mickey waffles, pancakes, and French toast sticks. And then before all that, they brought out, if you wanted yogurt, you could get that. If you wanted their
fresh fruit.
And then also had some sort of like salmon plate or something like that. We didn't get that. But yeah, the offerings off the charts for breakfast.
So I've been told it was April 2019.
Yeah, that was it. Okay. Yep, we were there. We were there.
There we go. Bringing people together, Billy.
Bringing people together.
That's funny. But another interesting thing we did on Tuesday is we did something with our daughter. We wanted to really get like her first time there. So we booked what they called Capture the Magic, which is like you get a private photo person. Now, I'm not a big picture person, but my wife is.
Doug likes pictures.
But so you pretty much rent a person, but you get a photo pass person for a half hour and they go around the park with you and take pictures with you. So I thought that was pretty cool that we were able to do that with her.
How did you find out about that? I've never heard of this.
His wife's a travel agent, Billy.
Right.
She knows.
Yeah, she knew. Yeah. Yeah. She got it. So we did that. and pretty much, again, just hung out in Magic Kingdom the entire afternoon. Didn't go on very much anything. Just walked around, and we had Chef Art Smith for dinner that night.
Which, I love Art Smith.
Love it. We had it twice this trip.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was really good.
Would you have twice Art Smith's?
Yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud. I'm checking out. I'm done.
Now you're done.
Yeah.
He wasn't done earlier.
Yeah. What I was going to say about, like, what ride – did you go on any particular rides with her that – like, did you Dumbo, the classic?
We didn't do Dumbo. We did The Little Mermaid. We did Winnie the Pooh with her. We did Small World. And I think that's it at Magic Kingdom.
No Peter Pan?
We didn't do Peter Pan. It said it was like a 40-minute wait. It didn't look like it was going to be a 40-minute wait because it just keeps moving. We just didn't.
Yeah, I get it. It's tough.
But it'd be different if we had like fast passes with her.
Right.
It'd make it a lot easier.
Right now. Yeah.
See, Bill, normally you don't care about the rides, but you guys have formed like your little kids fraternity now.
I'm just curious. It's interesting to people to hear.
What is your nonsense right now?
What rides that she picked her kids on for the first time?
Yeah,
both my daughter's first rides. So I was just interested to hear that.
Yeah, so her first ride at Disney was The Little Mermaid. We did with her. And she just sat there the entire time and looked around, didn't move or anything. So, but yeah, so that wrapped up our Tuesday. Wednesday, we went over to Hollywood Studios. And we did do Rise of the Resistance on Wednesday.
What did you do, a rider swap with that?
So it was myself, my wife, and then my parents were there.
Oh, okay.
And what we did was, so like me and my dad went on it. And then whenever we got off, my wife and my mom went on it. Gotcha. So we just did our own form of rider swap, I guess.
Now, were you all staying together, like two-bedroom villas?
No, so we had a one-bedroom, and then my parents had a one-bedroom, but we stayed in the same hotel. They were just down the hall from us.
That's cool.
So, but yeah, that's the day we had Hollywood and Vine for lunch on Wednesday. And it was really good. Yeah, it was really good.
Now, turkey. It's more traditional now, right? You actually have to order.
Yeah, so it's a pre-plated meal now, I guess you can say. But yeah, my wife and I had the turkey, and then my parents had the prime rib.
Ooh.
Which they said it was very good. Like, very good. Like, one of the best they've had. And I was surprised, because their food is kind of iffy all the time.
I hear bad reviews most of the time on that place.
Yeah.
Not for me, partner.
Their breakfast is good, but their dinner is kind of iffy, but after having that, it shot up my list a little bit. But no, it was really good.
Now, Zach, in your opinion,
yep.
What do you think they're going to award for? They'll switch back to buffet.
I don't know. I mean, I think they're seeing that the family style thing's working out pretty well right now. So, I mean, especially like at a place like Chef Mickey's, where you can get everything that they offered on the buffet already, and they don't have to worry about cleaning the buffet and stuff like that. So,
yeah, I just wonder what's easier for them. Like, obviously, it's more on the servers, but is it easier on the kitchen? Is it? I don't know enough about restaurants
to answer to that. I don't know. I would guess after seeing how they, I mean, pretty much what they were doing at Chef Mickey's is they were. Have you guys been there before?
I have.
That's
not.
A negative part.
Okay, so at their buffet, they make all the food directly behind the buffet. And then just put it out on the buffet, like right, like they like literally just turn around and put it there.
Oh, okay.
They were making the trays and putting them on the buffet line, and then the waiters and servers would just come around and grab a tray and bring it to their table.
Yeah,
right. So it seemed like they had a pretty good system worked out.
Hmm.
It'll be interesting because I think like Crystal Palace is opening up here next week or so. It'll be interesting to see if they do the same thing there.
Yeah, I assume they'll either go the Hollywood and Vine or the family style
method. Right. But I think I have a feeling it's going to be a good bit until buffets are back.
Yeah, I wonder if they may see this and say, this is working out better. It's easier for us. We make more margin. Or they're dying to get back to buffet because they make more money. That's at the end of the day.
Oh, and it's less work for the servers.
More money, yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all we did on Wednesday. We went on Rise and we ate lunch at Hollywood and Vine.
What was your take on Rise, please, Pards?
So I'm not a Star Wars guy. I think it's a tad overhyped, but just a tad, just because everybody says it's the greatest thing in the entire world. But it's really good when it comes to how they make everything go together. So you get on the first pre-show, then you get on that little transport thing. Next thing you know, you're in a giant room with stormtroopers everywhere. Next thing you know, you're in jail and you're on a ride after that. So it's very interesting how they put it all together. And it's a 20-minute experience from the time you start that first pre-show. So it is worth it's a minimal wait right now because they do the boarding groups. But if there was a long line, it would be worth the wait.
Now, did you do your boarding group from your hotel? Because they changed that up recently.
Right. So they do it at 7 a.m. where you can get the boarding group on your phone. And I think that
you don't have to be in the park anymore.
I think that lowers the rush at 9 a.m. to get in the park because it's like, well, I got boarding group 50 or whatever. Yeah. And you don't have to show up at the park until 11 o'clock if that's the only thing you're trying to do. Or if you didn't get a boarding group, you don't, and you're like, well, I'm not going to the park anyway. I'm just going to go to Epcot. But so that's interesting how they did it. Now, it is early, though. I mean, it's at 7 a.m.
I thought you had to have a park pass to do the Rise, though.
So. You do. Yeah, so you have to have your – but you could switch it. So say you didn't get Rise.
Oh, if Epcot was available.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying.
So I could see people doing that.
That makes sense. Was that your main reason for going to the studios that day, was just to get on Rise?
Yeah, so we went on it in August. For the first time, but my parents haven't been on it, so we wanted to take them on it. So,
yeah, I think I would probably, knowing now that you can just do it from your hotel room, I would try to get it just to see it.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm not going to go in the get to the park earlier than I would just to try to get on the ride.
It's right. Not worth it for exactly. Me. Especially if you don't get it, and then you're sitting there like, well, this is a waste. Why am I here?
You got Monterey train railroad pants.
Yeah.
Did you go on that?
Nope.
No, huh?
Didn't do it.
You like that more than Zach did, though, right, Mike?
Like Zach hated it. Yeah, Zach hated it.
Yeah. I mean, it was listed at 80 minutes. It's like, there's no way I'm waiting 80 minutes. There's no way. Now, if it would have said 20, okay. But no way for that long.
The parks were all decorated, right, for Christmas already?
Yeah. So they I think every park was decorated. I think whenever we were at the hotels were just finishing up whenever we were there. Nice. Because we went and checked out a few of them later that evening.
Epcot's usually the latest because they don't start their stuff until after Thanksgiving. I don't know if they're doing the storytellers or not this year. Probably not. They laid everybody off.
Yeah, you gone.
Sorry, Santa. Get back to the North Pole. Take your elves. Get your mouse.
But
I think Hollywood Studios has the best Christmas decorations.
Yeah, that was the first time we saw Hollywood Studios decorated, I think. Normally, whenever we're there, we're out of by 2 o'clock or whatever, but we decided to stay and see the stuff at night. Just because we haven't seen it before. So. But now, later that evening, we did a hotel tour on the Monorail Loop. And we went to Polynesian for a little bit and then also went to Grand just to see the decorations and stuff like that. And it's kind of depressing walking in the Grand and seeing the giant Christmas tree and then not having the...
Just orchestra. Silent.
Did the piano player get whacked too?
Yeah, nothing. I mean, I really think it was quiet in there. I mean, it was weird. I think I sent you a picture of it in there.
You did, yes, sir.
Isn't that nice? Spend $600 a night and get nothing.
Nothing.
Go to the lobby.
Nothing.
Imagine if you're not in the loop though.
Sure.
I stayed there 5 years ago. I loved it. We hung out in the lobby. We listened to the music. And then you go back again and you're like, what the hell happened to you?
What is this?
It's like a ghost town.
Yeah.
The bar is gone. It's some mishmash, poorly themed shoehorn.
Did you see who picked them up, the Society Orchestra?
Yeah, what was, I forget who it was, but
it's,
I did
some place in another Kissimmee. Hotel.
Yeah.
It's not even a hotel. It's like some stupid, like, outdoor place, like Eaterville Railroad or something.
Oh, really? Something like that?
It's like, I watch YouTube videos, right? And, you know, it has Christmas trees and little arts and crafts pods and this and that. And, like, here's this little podunk place in Kissimmee, and they have the money to pay these guys. That's an absolute joke.
Probably, I mean, in not Disney's defense, but I imagine they probably just signed him for like a 2-month contract for the holidays, though. I don't think this is like a permanent thing.
But why couldn't Disney do that then?
Yeah.
No, I know. I mean, I agree with you. I'm not standing up for Disney. I'm just saying it's not like this place that you're talking about and Kissimmee signed him for a 5-year contract. I wouldn't think. I don't know.
No, but I mean, whatever, it's the stupid, obviously, yeah, whatever it costs, you got this podunk place who can ante up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, it's frustrating. But they still charge you $14.50 for a cocktail there. Don't worry about that.
That's the lowest thing, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Who'd go to that place?
We haven't
like
even.
You were in love with it, and now you're. Oh, the bar itself or the Griff already?
Yeah, no, the bar.
Yeah.
Why would you go there?
The only people, it seems like, are like all the vloggers and the YouTubers that needed to get there when it first opened just to put the content out. And then it,
right, right.
I don't hear anything about it.
Why
I
would think, anybody go there?
Nothing.
I think the last two times we've been in there, there's been nobody there.
I mean, you're essentially going to a sports bar, but they're too cheap to buy the subscriptions. So you go in there and you don't have any NFL Sunday ticket. You don't have any college football because they don't can't afford to buy it.
You go in there and there's a Price is Right rerun on.
Yeah.
What's going on?
ESPN Club. You got the...
You got the yodel guy going.
So stupid. It's just dumb. You go there to listen to the band and the piano, and you don't have it.
So what you're saying is you're staying there next time.
Yeah.
How low would it have to go for you to stay at the Grand Floridian because of with nothing there in the lobby?
Oh, like if it's permanent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go back. I mean, like I said, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt for the COVID, but once things turn around.
Like under 300, if you saw a room for like 289, you'd probably jump on that right now.
Oh, well, yeah, I'd pay 289 for that. Yeah.
Anyway, so after you did your monorail resort tour.
Yeah, so that.
Just to check out the decoration, did you have cocktails or.
Nope, that's all we did. I mean, we just walked around just to see it, just to. We haven't been in them since they were decorated, yeah. So we just wanted to see what it looked like. It something to do for the night.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, that was it for Wednesday, and then on Thursday, we went back to Chef Mickey's because it was that good. So we went back there for breakfast again, and we moved over to the boardwalk that day.
So that was checkout, check in day.
Yep. So we did that, and we had Epcot, so that made it easy. So we just walked over to Epcot right after there.
Nice.
Now
you guys rent a car usually, right? You said
we did. Yeah. I would say 90% of the time we rent a car just because it's not too expensive, but it just makes it easy for stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we went to Epcot, and I think, I don't know if we went on it. Yeah. We went on Living with the Land, I think twice. We went on it once in the morning and then once.
Did they
in
have
the
holiday overlay?
That's why we went back on it in the evening, because we went on in the morning and you could see that there were lights and decorations and stuff. So we went on it at night, and it was actually pretty nice.
You liked that last year, right, Bill?
Yeah, it was excellent. Yeah, I loved it.
You could check that out on our YouTube page, I believe. You have a right.
Yeah, absolutely.
YouTube.com, search for WDW Beyond the Gates.
Yeah, so that
the land holiday overlay.
Yeah, they did a really good job, but again, here you go. They can do that, but they can't pay the orchestra.
Well, they already had the lights.
I guess.
Just string them up.
Gotta pay the electrical.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So, yeah, we did that, and then we ate dinner just around the World Showcase at all the different stuff or all the different booths just because food and wine was still going on at the time.
Do you have anything good at Food and Wine?
So, what I have? I had something from the mac and cheese place. I had kibasi from somewhere and pierogies. My wife had something from the Spain pavilion that was really, or the Spain booth that was really good. I can't remember what it was.
Is it the paella?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
good. The Spain booth is so good.
She said Spain it was unbelievable.
Phenomenal.
And she said it, the value for it, what you got. I think it had like shrimp and
usually mussels or something. Yeah.
What else was in there? There were three different types of, and she loved it. So we had a good time there. And
I like how you go, you're in the Midwest, Ohio, you know, Eastern Ohio, Western Pennsylvania area, and you get pierogies and kielbasa at Food and Wine. Yep. Like that's their staple food that you have there, isn't it?
Yep. But it,
why change it up?
It's, I'm not a go out or outgoing eating type of person. I like the basic steak and I'm a steak and potatoes guy.
You want to stick with what you know.
Exactly. Not too adventurous when it comes to that stuff. So yeah, that wrapped up our Thursday. Friday, we went back to Hollywood Studios. Her parents joined us down there as well. So they came down on Thursday. So they joined us. We all went to Hollywood Studios on Friday just because they hadn't been on Rise. We did that again. What else we do? Oh, we went on Toy Story Mania with our daughter, which she hated it.
Really?
Too much going on. Yeah, too much going on. It was like game two, and I'm done. She was done after on game number two. But we went to Brown Derby for dinner.
Ooh.
That night.
Ooh,
and that was the first time I had it. So what I had, the spinach salad with warm bacon dressing, and then I got the
so good.
It that was really
pretty good.
Good.
I mean, I couldn't not get the Cobb salad going there, but that sounds pretty good.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Really good. So yeah, I had that, and then the steak from there.
Yep,
as well. The filet, which was cooked perfectly.
Did anybody have a durter? Durter for those who don't know is a hamburger.
No.
Susie said that's the best durter she's ever had.
That might only be on the lunch menu, though.
Yeah, you're right. It could.
It is. It wasn't on the dinner menu. No, I think the six of us that were there, five people got filet and one person got the salmon.
I know they're like signatures. They're pork chop, right? With like the apricot glaze or whatever.
I think so. Yeah.
I have.
Yeah. The steak came with some sort of onion glaze that was really good. Which I'm not an onion person, but it was really good on the steak, and then also putting it on the top of the potatoes that came with it were really good. So, yeah, it was very good.
That's a place you might hit up again in the future.
Yes and no. So the only reason I would say no is because of how expensive it was.
It is expensive.
And for that price, I think you can get maybe some better food at other places. I think they charge you for the atmosphere and being in the park. Of thing. But don't get me wrong. The food was really good. And I would go back if we need to have dinner in Hollywood Studios, I'd probably go there.
Or maybe if you're on the dining plan, use a couple credits for that.
Right. But the one place that I still haven't eaten is Mama Melrose.
That steak there is good. I mean, if you're looking for a value steak that just hits it out of the ballpark,
little mac cheese.
Yeah, that place.
So it's good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the only sit down place we haven't been to Hollywood Studios.
It's sneaky good. You'll go in there, and it's perfect because if you have picky eaters, it's Italian. You can get chicken parm, you get pasta, meatballs, get a nice steak. If it's an easy, simple menu, but it's nice and relaxing too. It's not like too over the top. It's pretty quiet in there, but it doesn't feel stuffy. It's a great, it's a great place.
Cool. So yeah, that wrapped up our Friday. Saturday we went to Animal Kingdom. And we rode, what did we do at Animal Kingdom? We went on Everest and we did the safari there. It was interesting. Everest, it was the line went all the way back to where the Finding Nemo show was. Oh, that's wow. how long the line was. But we only waited 15 minutes for it.
Just because of the distancing?
Yep, it just kept moving. That's the thing we noticed about all the rides at every park. Same thing went for whenever we went on Toy Story Midway Mania. The line went all the way back to by where, what's back there? The Little Mermaid show is. And we waited 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
It's really deceiving. Because you look at it, it's like, no way.
The lines are like, this is going to be a four-hour wait, and it's not just because of the spacing.
Yep, the same. So whenever we went on the safari in Animal Kingdom, it was posted a 25-minute wait, and we walked right on it.
Yep.
It took like 10 minutes to walk back there. But
yeah, essentially the wait is just the walk to get on.
Right.
Yeah.
So did your daughter like the safari?
She did. She didn't like how bumpy it was. But other than that, I mean, we actually had a pretty good experience with one of the rhinos literally was walking down the street in front of us, like, and stayed on the street. And the driver had to call the ranger or something like that because it was out of its area. And I guess that doesn't happen very often there. So that was pretty interesting.
Now, how old is her? She's 6 months, 7 months now?
No, she's actually 10 months now. Just turned 10 months. So she has a good understanding of some stuff going on around her. But, yeah, it was interesting when that rhino was literally just walking down the street in front of us, and they had to call because it was out of its area. You just don't see that very often. So we ate at the Yak and Yeti food trucks for lunch. It was also a first time for us. And it was very good as well.
That's like the takeout, like Chinese food stuff.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was good. I haven't eaten at the restaurant in Yak and Yeti, but I would guess that's pretty good.
I've heard good things. It's run by Landry's,
right?
Which is like T-Rex and Rainforest Cafe. It's that same group, but I've heard good things about Yak and Yeti.
Yeah, so I'd be interested to try that.
I mean, you've heard it's who was it that likes the burger? Is it Mike
Nelson?
Loves that burger there?
Yeah.
Swears by it. We tried to go there on the gentleman's trip, but we couldn't get in there. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard the ribs are really good there, too. Which is kind of odd, but...
It is kind of odd.
So. Yeah, so we went... We walked around for probably 2 hours just looking at things.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also Saturday, so college football was on. So I was streaming actually a Ohio State game on my phone and like had it on my daughter's stroller as we walked around.
Being an Ohio State guy, do you think Urban Meyer's a weasel? Gary does not like Urban Meyer.
I think he's a good guy. I really do. I've met him a couple times.
See, I was going to say, Zach's in the fraternity. He can't badmouth these guys.
No.
That's right. I forgot.
So I will say, before I met him, I thought he was a complete...
He's in his coach's tree.
He's like in the roots.
I didn't think very highly of him until I actually met him. He seems like a good guy, and he means well, but yeah, we'll leave it at that. But I also think their current head coach is awesome too. So
I like John Cooper. I just thought he dressed really well on the sidelines.
With the tie, the sweater.
Yeah, he did great against Michigan too. But
speaking of, when's Harbaugh gonna get? When's he getting let go?
It should have been last week. What is going on
with that? Like, I'm watching. I had like that game on. I'm like, Penn State.
Yeah.
What happened to Penn State?
He should have got fired for having to go to overtime to beat Rutgers.
Oh my goodness! How does this stuff happen?
Boys, Ohio State fans, we hope that he gets a lifetime contract. So.
It's a bad day to be a coach in Michigan, huh? Patricia got fired.
Yeah.
Harbaugh's on his way out.
No, Matthew Patricia got fired?
Yeah,
yesterday. But so yeah, that was our Animal Kingdom day. And we had Il Molino for dinner.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes.
Let's go. Let me shut this.
Shut the TV off. All right. He's listening now.
All right. We got it off.
So there were, I mean, I think so it was me, my wife, and then my parents, and then my daughter. But I think everybody had something different. My wife had mussels. Ooh, and
had to have been like in a white wine sauce.
No, it was a red spicy sauce.
Oh, it was. Okay.
So whenever it was, whenever she ordered them, they said, well, do you want with spice or without spice? And I looked at her and said, you better get them with spice. And so I guess they can serve them a couple different ways, but she said they were really good. She wouldn't get them spicy again next time, but she said they were really good. I had the chicken parm. I think my mom had spaghetti and meatballs. Actually, my dad had chicken parm too. There are a couple salads there, but the bread is great there. And I think I had a beer that was off the wall that wasn't Yingling for the first time in 2 years. And it was actually pretty good. I forget what it was called. I think
it was called Bud Light. Very good.
Yeah. No, it was called Fins and Feathers.
Oh, that's the Swan and Dolphin exclusive.
Yeah, it's a pale ale from Lakeland, Finn. Florida, mm-hmm. which is pretty good.
If you think fin is for the dolphin, feathers for the swan, yeah, that's their
own. Oh, interesting. I didn't realize that. But no, yeah, it was really good. So, yeah, that was a...
Talk to me about the chicken palm.
Yeah, that thing...
The thing that comes on the...
You said last time you came on, you said you got that, and you were like, that's it? Like, it was so big, you thought it was like for four people or something.
Well, yeah. Whenever I got it, I got another side because they're like, oh, it doesn't come with anything. I was like, well, can I get pasta? And they're like, you sure? It's a lot. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And whenever it comes out on a plate and it's literally hanging over the edge of the plate.
Oh.
And it's the bone-in chicken breast too. So you got the extra juice around the bone. And yeah, it's unbelievable.
Gary's licking his chops. For those of you watching it on our YouTube channel, you see that.
Yeah. I mean, my lips are dry because I was out raking all day, so it was a little cold. But, yeah, it doesn't help either that he's talking about chicken parm right now.
So, bone-in, too, no doubt.
Yeah, bone-in chicken parm. That just doesn't happen very often.
But Joe Regano makes it better at home.
He makes – well, yeah. With his ragu sauce.
So, I think there's – I think that might be my favorite Italian restaurant. I really do.
Like on property or period?
I think just period.
In general. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
That's high praise, though, because Italian is, you know, that's done everywhere, and you could find good Italian everywhere.
There's a place in Hilton Head that was my number one, but I think Il Molino passed it up.
Wow. Now, have you eaten in the Italy Pavilion?
So we ate at the pizza joint.
Yep.
A couple years ago. And it doesn't do it for me.
But you've never eaten at right at the front. What's the name of that, Billy?
Tutto Gusto.
Tutto Italia. Tutto Italia wine bar. Oh, right, Tutto Italia.
So yeah, we have not eaten there.
Okay, cuz that's up there too. But I can't argue with Il Molino.
It just looks so good. Just the pictures look so good.
It is.
I guess that's one of my must do for the next time.
It is, and I think it's going to be our go-to, like every, like if I
can take a place. You guys stand at the boardwalk. I mean, that's right. A no-brainer from the boardwalk.
Yep, you just walk right across.
Do they still give you the limoncello at the end of your meal?
They did. Yeah, that was it. So they didn't last time, but they did this time. So.
Any desserts to be had?
They had like six or seven different kinds, but we didn't get anything. I mean, we were just stuffed.
Too full.
Just stuffed. But no, I mean, it was that. That's my go-to place, I think, moving forward. And do recommend if you haven't been there together.
Yeah, that's on my list. High on the list.
I mean, we could just do a Swan and Dolphin food tour.
Shula's.
I'm good with that.
I heard Blue's even Kimono is fantastic really for sushi.
Blue's I like sushi. I'm good with that. Sounds good to me.
Just stay there. I think their rates are really low right now.
Their rates are fantastic. That's the biggest no-brainer that nobody does.
Well, you don't get to see Mickey Mouse in the lobby, Bill.
Right. You know, there's that problem.
But you don't get that at any other hotel right now either.
No, that's true.
That's a good point.
I just read pictures of them. Yeah.
I will say they discontinued transportation, like bus transportation. So you can still take the boat from there. But if you want to go to like Animal Kingdom or Magic Kingdom, they put you on like a Mears bus and drop you off somewhere. I think I like the transportation.
They outsourced to Mears now.
Wait, we got to rent the buses. Like, all of Disney?
No, it's Swan and Dolphin.
Oh, the Swan and Dolphin. I'm sorry.
Okay. I thought they were using like Orlando Public, Orange County public transportation.
You want to rent the car.
Right. So, yeah, that was our Saturday. Sunday.
Or just walk over to the Yacht Club and Beach Club. But
use their bus. Yeah, that's true.
So, Sunday was our last day. We just hung out at the hotel in the morning. We went back to Chef Art Smith. That was the second day. We went back for lunch on Sunday.
What do you get there? Just the fried chicken always, or do you go off?
No, I actually get the chicken sandwich from there.
Okay.
It's really good. And my wife figured out whenever we were there that you can order chicken fingers, and their chicken fingers are unbelievable. I mean, really good.
You're not better than a chicken guy.
I want to try that, the chicken guy. I haven't tried that yet. I think when we went there, whatever it was, a couple of years ago, the girls got chicken fingers off the kids menu, and yeah. I had a little bit of it, and they were really good.
Yeah. Yeah, so but the mac and cheese there is great. And the hush puppies off the appetizer menu. Yeah, the hush puppies are really good. Mike to sleep right now. So
yeah, he doesn't like. Well, he likes Art Smith. He was happy to eat the leftovers that time.
Try to get through this.
I like Art Smith. I think it's great.
You just know everyone else. You just hate that everyone else gets on their knees for it. Basically,
right, exactly. Yeah.
But no. So after that, we took a bus to the Grand Floridian, and we took that new. We walked that new walkway that just opened up.
Oh, that's open
over to Magic Kingdom. Yeah, it just opened up whenever we were there.
Bill's so checked out of Disney right now. That's open now, Pats.
I don't look at
it. No, it was really nice. I mean, I think it took us 16 minutes to get from the lobby of Grand Floridian to the front of the park. So that's not bad at all.
No, stroller, that's not bad.
Right. So, yeah, we did that and then just hung out there for the evening and called it for the trip. Just packed it in.
How'd you like the boardwalk?
So it was, I like the boardwalk, but right now it's not a good time to stay there.
No.
There's nothing open. The only place on the boardwalk that was open was the bakery and the Italian restaurant there.
No, I mean, do you have to like make your own beds at this point? Like, do they just leave the bedding on the bed and you just have to?
Well, DVC already only does room service twice a week anyway, so they probably didn't get room service at all at either place.
Well, we declined it.
Oh,
So that was the only thing open. And then if you went over to like...
Wait, what's open now again?
The bakery and then the Italian restaurant. But the bakery was like limited menu. They only had half the things in the Italian restaurant.
Oh, like the ESPN club's closed. The
brewery's closed.
Yeah, brewery's closed. I tried to go to that general store to get something to drink or whatever the last night we were there, and it was closed at 9 o'clock.
That's just
like, wait, what? Yeah. It's like, so what?
You can't even get anything.
Yeah. How about the art gallery?
Closed.
The same amount of DVC points, though, I'm sure. You didn't get a discount on that, did you, Billy?
So we tried to get dinner Sunday night somewhere on the boardwalk, and you couldn't get anything.
So we had three restaurants open, and everyone's going on.
And we had to walk over to the Yacht Club's quick service and get food from there and bring it back. And it was awful.
Because when you stay at a deluxe resort, the number one thing you want to do is have to hoof it, 45 minutes to get
for a crappy Reuben
a cheeseburger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, that was – I don't think I would stay in that area again as long as all that stuff's closed. Because Ale and Compass was open at Yacht Club, and Beaches and Cream was open at Beach Club, but that's it.
It's crazy. So many places are still closed. I mean, I guess they only having 30% of the people showing up. But I guess only 30% of the restaurants.
I guess the thing, the one that really surprised me that was closed was ESPN Club.
Mm. Especially during football and stuff.
Right. I mean, so we were sitting out. We were sitting outside the boardwalk or outside the bakery and literally watch people walk up to the ESPN Club and just try to keep opening the door. It's like, well, why is this closed?
Yeah, right.
But, it's just weird that – so you can get out of – Epcot closes at 10. Hollywood Studios closes at 8 or something like that. Magic Kingdom closes at 9. And you get back to the boardwalk and there's nothing open. Literally nothing open. The bakery closed, I think, at 9. So if you want to
get, you can't even get a drink. The store's closed.
Right, right. The pool bar was open till 10.
Oh, that's nice.
I ended up getting something to drink from there.
So if you hustle over, you can get a beer.
Right, but if you left Epcot, it closed. There was nothing open whenever you would walk back and walk past everything.
That's service for you, Billy, isn't it?
You know that little fat weasel too. He's looking at his.
He's talking about Bald Bob. He's talking about Bald Bobby.
Yeah, Chipek. He's looking at his P&L statements, and he's just like.
Chipek. I haven't heard Chipek before.
I made that up.
Did you?
You like that?
That's pretty good.
Bobby Chipek.
Bald Bob.
He's that guy who loves people giving people their pink slips too.
Oh, I think so.
Oh, he enjoys it. He just looks at it like, oh, this is gonna save us like $600,000 this year. All right, if you don't want it, I'll do it. I'm fine with doing it. I'm not gonna make you do it. I'll do it.
Yeah, that's fine. He has like a form letter. He hand signs them though. He gets pleasure in hand signing them.
He does. That guy's such a chump, isn't he?
Oh, Chipek. I like that. Speaking of cheap, let's hear the Grand Floridian Orchestra again here for break number two.
All right.
All right, we are back from break. Episode number 351 is in the books. A trip review with Zach, just at Walt Disney World about a week ago, with his daughter for the first time. A family trip. Overall, it was a successful trip.
Yeah, we had a great time. It was just different than what our normal trips used to be like. It's not as
six rides total in the whole
week. Yeah, I think so. I guess the thing is, it's like the last time we went on or. The last trip we went on with just my wife and I, we did the same thing. So I think that's what our trips are turning into. It's just like we're just there to hang out, see the resorts, eat good food, and relax. And I think that's what we've kind of turned Disney into right now.
I mean, we're not big on the rides anyway. I mean, I like them, right. But they're secondary or tertiary for most of the stuff that we do.
So, yeah, I mean, we had a great trip.
What was your best meal? Il Molino, or was there something else? Chef Mickey?
It was Il Molino again.
And then I mean, Chef Mickey was the biggest surprise, how much you liked it?
That and Hollywood and Vine.
Mm.
I was kind of so Hollywood and Vine was a little extra special because they had characters. So that was the first time that our daughter got to see some of them up close. And it's not like you can go up and hug them or whatever, but just getting to see her get excited.
Yeah,
about them was pretty awesome.
Did you have a bat? I mean, it sounded like a couple of quick serves you weren't thrilled with, but as far as like a sit down, was there anything that didn't live up to expectations?
I don't think so. I will say the Contempo wasn't as good as I remembered it being.
Really? The Contempo Cafe?
Yeah.
That's your favorite quick serve, I think, Mike.
It's been up there. And ever since they got rid of some of the selections, they had a steak salad about 4 years ago. Oh, it used to be to die for.
Yeah, I think they only have like three or four things on the – or maybe four or five things on the menu total.
Let's see. One's going to be a burger.
Yep.
One's going to be a flatbread.
Yep. They have chicken Caesar salad.
Yeah, chicken Caesar salad wrap or something like that.
And I think they had a turkey sandwich.
Oh,
I think,
wow.
I think there were four
things. That's exciting, huh?
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, if you're not, I don't know. I don't have sympathy. Like, oh, well, it's, you know, the limited menu because of COVID. It's like, well, then don't have people come back if you're not going to give them, if you're just going to give them crappy food or crappy options anyway. Like, you see that you could do it well at some of the restaurants. It's like, why do you have to have such limited things at certain places if these other places can do it still on property? You can't excuse some places because of COVID, then the other places are doing it well. You know, where you said Chef Mickey's probably better now than it ever has been.
Yeah.
Okay, so COVID's not restricting them. So why is it restricting your quick service? You could make it work there too. They're just being lazy, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Cheapek.
You like that one, huh?
I do like Cheapek, yeah. That's good.
You better copyright before...
I have a feeling somebody else may have also thought of that. I'm not saying that you stole it from them, but I think there may be some parallels.
Somebody may have. I'm just saying I didn't hear it from anybody. On a walk.
I definitely agree with that, but I'm just saying he's so cheap that it's not like no one else would have maybe connected those dots as well.
Better copyright it before his buddy Pete finds about it and says it on his next show.
Peter. Oh, Pete likes Peter.
He'll have a shirt. We'll have a cease and desist on our website. Peter's gonna take us out. we're gonna get a knock on the door. Charles Bodo will be outside.
It's Goon Chuck Bona.
I heard you were talking about Pete. I didn't think you worked for him anymore. Oh, I'm the enforcer now. Charles Bona.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Why are we so dumb?
Chuck Bona.
Is there anything else you want to add here, Zach? Or did you pretty much cover everything?
He's I'm good. Up. I'm...
Do you want to plug your wife's travel agency here?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you guys want to reach out to her, Rachel Tilvis, Small World Big Fun, she can put together a quote for you. She's booking all the way through next year now, and even further for like cruise line. So reach out to her on her Facebook page. She'd be more than happy to put something together for you and your family.
Very good. And that's Small World Big Fun is the agency.
Yep.
Very good. Very good. Well, we appreciate you coming on.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
As always. And it sounds like you had a good trip. Very excited. Are you already planning the next one with the little one? Is that already in the books?
Well, we talked about it. We're thinking about maybe going her first birthday's in January. We're going to see how everything's going in the world and stuff like that. But we're going to consider going down for a long weekend, end of January for her first birthday.
That'd be nice.
So.
Very good. Well, I guess I'll wrap everything up here with our social media. You know where to find us online, wdwbtg.com. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at wdwbtg. Subscribe to us on wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google, Amazon, TuneIn, Stitcher. I can't do this with you, Bill. I'm going to have to mute you, I think. Yeah, I muted him. I'll unmute you. go to our YouTube page, youtube.com. Search for WDW Beyond the Gates. You can email the show info at wdwbtg.com, Mike at wdwbtg.com, and Gary at wdwbtg.com. Did I forget anything, Mike?
No.
You're paying attention there?
Huh?
Okay, good. Thank you so much for listening to episode number 351 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. For our special guest, Zach in Ohio, thank you so much for listening. My name is Gary, for my co-host Mike, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.